We've been hearing a lot and experiencing inflation, but are we headed to a period of stagflation? And joining us now is economic analyst Jill Schlesinger. She's the host of Jill on Money. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning.
And so first of all, tell us what stagflation is.
Well, it is what it sounds like, a stagnation in economic growth plus high prices or inflation. So put them together, stagflation. This cropped up first in the late 60s and the 70s as economic growth was slowing down after that huge post-World War II boom. And we also had the Arab oil embargo and we had double-digit inflation. So it is a situation that's not like today, but the conditions are approaching this concerning level that economic growth here in the U.S. is slowing down a bit and we still have high prices.
And those prices, probably kind of the whole pandemic has fueled those high prices, huh?
Yeah, and I think this is really tough for the Federal Reserve, right? Because, listen, the Fed has two big jobs. They're supposed to foster enough economic growth to put Americans back to work, right? Anyone who wants a job should get a job. That's one side of their mandate. The other side is keep prices in control. Now, the problem, as you said, is that the pandemic kind of altered the landscape. And so it's very difficult to see which prices are going to come down because the post-pandemic era will kind of straighten itself out and which are going to persist. And if we have persistently high prices, then the Fed's going to have to do something about that. They're going to probably have to stop buying bonds and they're going to have to start raising interest rates. Remember, interest rate policy, it's exactly as it was in April of 2020. So we're still in the emergency measure level.
Then when those interest rates go up, does that generally mean do people save more money and does that take more money out of the economy then?
It's interesting. I think that it's not so much that people will save money, although it's great news for savers, right? Because savers have been penalized. But what it means is that a lot of borrowing will stop. And it will not stop dead in its tracks. But again, you can imagine a situation where interest rates are low for so long, companies and individuals borrow money and do stuff. And that could be do stuff like buy a house and finance it with a mortgage or your business, you're going to build something new, you're going to invest in something. As rates increase, you see the behavior change, and that can slow down economic growth. And again, right now, the Fed has said we would prefer there to be higher prices for a little bit longer rather than see the economy slow down, because they really do want to see some of those 5 million jobs get filled that are still outstanding after the pandemic.
So a lot of this, I guess, it sounds like it really relies on how well we weather this Delta variant and the issues it's causing, huh?
Yeah, I think that this is a problem because, you know, obviously, if we look back just even, you know, 3 months ago, the Fed and pretty much every economist was looking forward to this idea that we were going to get all these people back to work, especially in the fall, and kids are going back to school, and everyone's going to feel good about that. And with the Delta variant, what has happened is there are a lot of parents who are very concerned about their kids going to work and bringing that, maybe bringing the COVID back into a household where a kid's not vaccinated, and it's a lot of pressure on parents. And so I think that the Delta variant has to get under control a little bit to resume where we were. And then at the end of the day, the Fed is going to have to make the best decision it can make with the information on hand. It's kind of like being a meteorologist. You say, well, look, here's all the information. Here's what my models show me. Now here's my belief in what's going to happen. The wind changes one direction to the other, and that fire could blow a different direction. That storm could be in a different direction. And I think that's what the Fed is contending with. There are winds blowing from different sources, and they're going to have to adjust accordingly.
Financial analyst Jill Schlesinger with us. Her blog is Jill on Money, and her show is Jill on Money. You can hear 5 to 7 each Sunday evening here on KGMI. Thanks so much, Jill.
Great to be with you. Thank you.